Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Cal Holistic Healing Hour. I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Welcome. Here on Friday, January 22nd, now about 2:38 p.m. in the afternoon. Welcome one and all. Show will be about an hour today. Gonna try to talk about a subject I brought up in my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast a little earlier today, talking about ascension, the act of rising to an important position or a higher level. In this case, the ascent of Christ into heaven on the 14th day after the resurrection in the Catholic connotation and derivative of ascension. In Roman Catholicism, the ascension of the Lord is ranked as a solemnity in its holy day of obligation. In the Anglican Communion, Ascension Day is a principal feast. It's often asked what religion is ascension. Ascension in Christian belief, the ascent of Jesus Christ into heaven on the 40th day after his resurrection, Easter being recognized as the first day. The feast of the ascension ranks with Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost in the universality of its observance amongst Christians. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what states have ascension, what is an ascension service, and what do you do on Ascension Day? Stay with me, folks. It's a subliminal reach for a subject that's evolving with the new world as well. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the show. We're taking a look at ascension. What states have ascension? Alabama, Arkansas, the District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas. That can be ascension as it pertains to perhaps a corporation that aligns itself with those categories. How about initiative? Is it more than cognition? Hallucinations and delusions associated with dementia-related psychosis and understanding the impact and consequences as it pertains to ascension. Ascension in spirituality. It's ascension versus spirituality. Different forms of spiritual ascension. Spiritual ascension can also be known as spiritual awakening. It can be a natural evolutionary process which involves literally expelling your old self and experiencing an inner rebirth. Many people speak about spiritual ascension in terms of being upgraded, rebooted, or being elevated in vibrational frequency. Hang on to that one as we go to break in a moment as well. When we come back, we'll take a look at that. Spiritual ascension denotes the merging of cosmic energies with physical existence into a higher spiritual awakening versus perhaps spiritual ascension. What are the components of spiritual ascension? What are the symptoms? If indeed it is a wake-up call, your body, your mind, and your soul go through several changes. There's an increase in your energy, in your awareness, your levels to a new world of supreme existence, perception, creation. Chakras, or the bioenergetic fields of the body, are opened. They're explored, they're activated, they're expanded. It's a higher frequency of positive energy. We're all unique beings. So the ascension principle, method, philosophy, it varies from one to another. The signs are divided into physical symptoms and psychological ones as well. Depending on what practitioner, or if you approach the subject from the medical side, physical symptoms can be body discomfort, pain, aches, headaches. At the same time, your physical body's bursting of energy. You may have unusual dreams. We talked about that before, manifestations. A little bit when we were talking about oversouls in my last episode, a subject that I really want to delve into with Michael King when he gets here to do so. My eventual co-host here, we're working on that, by the way. I'll keep you all advised about Michael King coming with his periodical contributions soon, real soon. So you can feel flushed, you can feel changes in your body temperature, abnormal hot, cold sensations, you can even have cold and flu-like signs that appear suddenly. I'm just saying. It's an increase in smell sensation. You can have tingling feelings, sensations, various really weird sensations throughout your body, hot flashes, sweats, night chills, muscle tension. You can suddenly lose coordination of what you may have had, muscular and otherwise. Sudden changes in your appetite, your food habits. Many changes in perception, such as seeing light flashes, smoke, and sparkle. And at the age now that peripherally I see flashes of light, that could be for many reasons. Not sure if they're psychological or emotional, or in light pertaining to light flashes of hopefully my deeper perception. So you can experience unusual anxiety and nervousness without an obvious reason. Overly emotional feelings such as extreme anger, laughter, or crying. Intense frustration, sadness, even rage, short temper, impatience. You may really feel drawn towards nature. I do a lot of self-talking and inner dialogue. In most instances, in all candor, I feel as though in some instances, it's the only person that will listen. You You may indeed feel emotionally detached from family and friends. There may be a longing to go back, but you don't know where back is. You can experience a loss of self-identity. Once again, let me put a caveat in here. I'm not a practitioner. I've never been one, I've never avowed one, and I still don't play one on television. However, I've talked to many. I've had many as guests on my shows, and I've had a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations with credentialed medical. Also know many intuitives, to include Michael Caine, that feel these subjects may be in a disproportionate, or maybe in a portionate, feeling detached from the present. Feeling detached from the present. Time distortions occur that may feel like a dream. As I say, you may see light, you may see halos of light around people, animals, objects. The soul, mind, the body, and the soul. Interpreting the dark night of the soul, what is that? Lots of good reading about that. When we come back, I want to take a little final look here about ascension. I want to approach the subject because there's many subjects that I want to interact with Michael Caine on. When he gets here to do so, and this is definitely one. But I also want to go for the reach that I intimated in the opening and go right into the category of dementia when we come back from break. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, Grandpa Bill here. I want to tell you about one of our fine products over the CTFO that we just released called Bliss Extra Strength, Happy Enriched with CBGA, Bliss Drops. You can find them over at basales.myctfo.com/product for more details, but there is a limited supply, first come, first served. Orders will ship in the order that they are received, and due to COVID, you can indeed expect delays. If other items in your order that are in stock, they ship out right away. Bliss, extra strength, happy. Find your bliss, because everyone deserves to be happy. Introducing Bliss, extra strength, happy, your shortcut to elevated mood, reduced stress and anxiousness, while calming fear. Stop the merry-go-round and just breathe. Think clearly and feel the significant but subtle effects on your mental health. Simply start micro-dropping 10 water-soluble drops into any flavored beverage 1 to 3 times per day as needed, any time of the day or night, for extra strength. Happy. Brain hack your hormones for better mood. Biochemically formulated to achieve an overwhelming state of bliss by supporting the increase in serotonin, the main neurotransmitter targeted by antidepressants, which is said to be associated with feelings of joy and elation. At CTFO, we call it micro-dropping. All it takes is 10 drops in your morning cup of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or other hot beverage, or cold, non-alcoholic, of course. Bliss is non-psychoactive, non-impairing, and has no intoxicating effects whatsoever. I decided to try the bliss drops for the first time. Within an hour, it was like the brain fog lifted. I was thinking much more clearly. I was able to get up and not only do my dishes, but deep clean my whole kitchen. Now I never miss a day, and I've seen a lot of improvement in my mood and mental clarity. That's Leah Gregory, right from CTFO, who is on a tryout campaign before we actually released the products. That's her testimonial. Mine are en route. You'll be the first to have Grandpa Bill's personal avowment as soon as I get them to do so. Why CTFO launched Bliss? Bliss Extra Strength Happy was developed based on CTFO's belief that the original cannabinoid acids produced in the hemp plant, such as CBGA, are believed to be as much as 1,000 times more potent than their non-acid counterparts, such as CBD. Cannabigerolic acid, or CBGA, the A stands for acid, is the precursor to CBG. CBGA is often referred to as the mother of CBD and THC because without some level of CBGA, no other cannabinoid would exist. Bliss Extra Strength Happy has been formulated with our patented 10X Pure proprietary delivery process, enriched with 200 milligrams of CBGA, and includes a proprietary blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. 10X Pure helps stabilize CBGA, not previously thought possible, and it supports increased bioavailability, reduced waste, and increased potency, so you get what you pay for. 10X Pure Breakthrough Science Video can be seen at bhsales.myctfo.com/product. You'll find the Blissful Dogs with the Blissful Drops, I should say. Blissful Dogs is Kathy Donnell Vicak's company. We'll be talking about Kathy and the Blissful Dog in another episode. So this product supports increased bioavailability. And the Extra Strength Happy is a worldwide exclusive solution with all the benefits you can only find at CTFO. Directions and drops. Bottle size, 20 milliliters, micro dropping, 10 drops per serving into your favorite beverage. 10 drops per serving, estimated 42 servings per bottle. 10 drops, 1 to 3 times a day, as needed. Adjust to a serving size that provides the results you're looking for. And you can see the video, and here's the audio at bhsales.myctfo.com/product details.
Bliss Extra Strength Happy is your shortcut to elevated mood, reduce stress and anxiousness while calming fear. Stop the merry-go-round and just breathe. Think clearly and feel the significant but subtle effects of your mental health. Simply start micro-dropping 10 water-soluble drops into any flavored beverage 1 to 3 times a day as needed. Any time of the day or night for extra strength happy. Biochemically formulated to achieve an overwhelming state of bliss by supporting the increase in serotonin, which is said to be associated with feelings of joy and elation. At CTFO, we call it micro-dropping. All it takes is 10 drops in your morning cup of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or any hot or cold non-alcoholic beverage. Bliss is non-psychoactive, non-impairing, and has no intoxicating effects whatsoever. Bliss Extra Strength Happy was developed based on research that the original cannabinoid acids produced in the hemp plant, such as CBGA and CBDA, are believed to be as much as 1,000 times more potent than their non-acid counterparts, such as CBD. CBGA, the A stands for acid, is the precursor to CBG. CBGA is often referred to as the mother of CBD and THC because without some level of CBGA, no other cannabinoid would exist. bliss, extra strength, happy has been formulated with our patented 10X Pure proprietary delivery process and enriched with 200 milligrams of CBGA. It includes a proprietary blend of full spectrum cannabinoids. 10X Pure helps stabilize CBGA not previously thought possible and supports increased bioavailability, reduced waste, and increased potency so you get what you paid for. For example, if you only get 10% of what you take, you're wasting 90% of it. If you get 50% of what you take, that's five times better. Bliss Extra Strength Happy is a worldwide exclusive solution with all the benefits you can only find at CTFO. Don't waste another minute. Order a few bottles of Bliss Extra Strength Happy right now and start micro dropping the day it arrives. Remember, you don't have to save the world in one stroke. You can make a difference one person at a time, beginning with you. Find your bliss, because everyone deserves to be happy.
Okay, let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, where we're taking a look at Ascension and segueing into the final segment of the show, looking at dementia. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show here at Grandpa Bill. I want to tell you about another fine product, since we're talking about happy, blissful medicine and opening up the heart. I want to talk to you about Michael King's fine products, the Happy Clays, naturally occurring ormus clays that open the heart and lift the spirit. The emerging science of ormus. I've talked about ormus clay that I've taken through Michael. Reese Old represented the science surrounding the discovery and use of monatomics, single atom trace minerals, also known as ormus elements or M-state elements or angstrom elements, is rapidly gaining ground in high-tech industries, farm and garden applications, and in many health areas of human health. Current uses range from industrial applications in fuel cell technology and computers, to improving plant health and food production, to human use as a resource to build health, balance emotions, improve meditation, inspire a purpose-oriented lifestyle, and improve one's personal manifestation abilities through increased concentration of focus. Happiness, one of the most notable characteristics of an ormus-bearing source, especially when taken directly from the earth, is that when consumed, you feel less stress, more uplifted, more optimistic, more inspired. In other words, you feel happier. What is ormus? Ormus is the original version of an element like gold in its unclustered form. This means atoms are no closer than 4 angstroms to each other, thus the designation or monatomic one atom. There's still debate over the actual molecular configuration of a monatomic element, but the purpose of this description is to simplify the known information on ormus science to the most essential aspects and discuss the benefits of naturally occurring ormus-bearing clays. Atoms of a single element like gold, when bound together in groups of between 3 × 3×10^7, atoms are considered a cluster. Such clusters form the gold nuggets and the silver ores that are actually mined and that are quite visible to the eye. Single atom elements are invisible to the eye and difficult to detect even with machines, but have remarkable effects on plants and humans alike. Their characteristic effects, though once recognized, are unmistakable. Once they're recognized, these M-state ormus elements permeate our environment, our atmosphere, and our food, though generally in such small amounts that their influence often goes unnoticed. Only in the last 50 years or so have ormus elements become more widely known and actually studied. Methods of concentrating these single atom elements of gold, silver, iridium, copper, all of which the body is naturally deficient in, by the way, from a variety of natural resources are numerous. Some well published, others kept quite proprietary for a reason. Remember one of our other shows, Sly Like a Fox. And a quick interjection on Sly Like a Fox, remember the English language has multi-definitionals. Sly Like a Fox also can have a dark connotation, especially in the world of sales. It can have the intimation that one's less than forthcoming, devious, equated with a fox, cagey like a fox in that regard. When we talk about sly like a fox, we mean it in a positive way. As in what nature avails not only the fox, as in the animal, but we humans who may take more lessons from nature, as they're the true teachers. Once we learn that lesson, we're well on our way to understanding the whole concept of all of this. But where is ormus found? Ormus is readily found in ocean water. Ancient salt deposits like Himalayan salt or Dead Sea salt, in volcanic materials like in mountain streams or even in morning dew. Yet these sources generally require extensive processing measures utilizing lye and acids or other more esoteric methods to concentrate them enough to feel their unmistakable effect, or effects plural. Finding a source of ormus in a naturally occurring form like a clay, which is concentrated enough to feel its effects without additional processing, is actually quite rare and quite valuable, actually, especially given the common dangers and difficulties associated to the chemical-based methods of concentration and extraction of ormus elements from raw materials. Michael King calls it a destiny find. Call it the result of direct intention or destiny. We have been fortunate, Michael and his crew, to come across several ormus-bearing naturally occurring sources with sufficient concentration already built into them by nature, such that they may be readily felt by the human body and easily observed regarding their effects, especially on plants. That's another attribute of the many of Michael King and his knowledge of soil gardening. Want him to expand upon that in soil application, because we're going to go deep in a few weeks and talk about growing our own food, conservation, storable food, and how to grow food most assuredly not with Roundup, for instance. Ormolite, the most concentrated naturally occurring form of an ormus-bearing earthen resource known today, is likely to be our own ormolite. Mine and Michael King's, as I will always represent Michael King. So it is mine, but it's his. It's mine through my representation for him. The clay discovered in the outlying regions of Crater Lake, Oregon. Michael's been on my show many times talking about those ventures. I tease him and Barbara. Michael's a tad older than me by a handful of months, 67 years old, and his partner, Barbara, up in the mountains excavating clay. Well, physical workout, try that sometime at any age. Vitalite, a mild, dure, ormus-bearing clay possessing a noticeable ormus concentration in its raw form. Vitalite, for vitality, gets its name from the substance, or that subtle, sustained energy derived from taking a small amount of this clay. You guys have heard me talk about ormus and vitalite, those that have been with me for so long, and those that are clients of the product when I private label it, that can attest to that. I still, to this day, can guarantee Sir Pazansky hasn't opened his container if he hasn't to do so. I joke and kid stuff when he was on my show, asking him about this. And it's all for good reason and understanding how Seth treats his body and what he puts into it. And he's too busy. We'll get him converted. Sacred clay, the enormous effects from consuming sacred clay are typically not noticeable, except in a very mild way after taking a tablespoon or more. Michael King himself, however, successfully extracted a good balanced array of ormus elements from the sacred clay using traditional wet method extraction techniques. He literally started this company and all of the refinement processes and all of it after a fascinating life story that he'll expand upon when he gets here as well. All these childhood eating disorders, and he just got fed up, literally, with doctors, lawyers, Indians, whatever, advising him to no avail, medications and all of that. So he did a lot of research, and then he finally said, whatever. Probably expletive deleted. I kid Michael, if it was me, it would be multiple expletives deleted, right? And he took the bull by the horns and he did something about it. And he's been doing it ever since for a really long time. So he no longer uses this method. It's cumbersome and time consuming in that process. So since the more recent discoveries of the two naturally occurring sources, both ormolite and vitalite, it's much simpler and more enjoyable for him to work with. He does, however, add the sacred clay as a component of the earthen ormus, which is a single formula that combines all three of these ormus-bearing clays in one formula. You see, Michael and I have been dealing for years. My kelp is an ingredient in many of his formulations. And through the years, I've represented Michael in private labeling, reselling, affiliates. He's now and always will be a member of our direct to the manufacturer, and his affiliate program is, we've talked about that, we'll have Michael revisit that, but it's clearly about a Vitality Herbs and Clay, and it's yet another value-added service that would behoove whomever to participate in. Ormolite and Vitalite clay, earthen ormus, three ormus-bearing formulas and sources in one formula. Earthen ormus contains ormolite, vitalite, and sacred clay as the three ormus-bearing naturally occurring sources. Earthen ormus, so-called, which contains ormolite, vitalite, and sacred clay, delivers a well-rounded effect that is both soothing and energizing, and is designed for daytime use only, as some may be kept awake at night by vitalite if taken within 3 hours or less before bedtime. A quarter teaspoon serving of earthen ormus contains a standard serving of ormolite and vitalite with a small amount of sacred clay. For the increased amorphosis silica, which improves bioavailability of the nutrients. Switching that over to CTFO. That's what the technology does. Improves the bioavailability of all the products that we make, so they go right to the cellular level to afford the best nutritive value when it's a supplement, and if it's a topical hand cream or sanitizer or what have you. Same premise with the technology. So for complete mineral support for the body, along with an effective detoxification program, we want to consider the clay water mineral drink recipes. Again, a subject Michael King and I have talked about in an archival show when he was a guest, when he highly touted tourmaline spring water as the catalyst of introducing the said product, as opposed to the pristine water in his own backyard. Pretty good, pretty clean, pretty clear from a mountain source. And he even said that it doesn't compare with tourmaline spring water. So for complete mineral support for the body, along with an effective detoxification program, we'll talk about clay water mineral drinks when Michael gets here, and I'll do a show before and after about them, as I've done for years. So we no longer recommend that Earth and Ormus be taken before bed due to the presence of Vitalite, which may keep some of the more sensitive individuals awake at night. This is okay if you are driving late at night, but not as good if you want to sleep. So like if you're driving and, you know, professionally or whatever, you know, it's not going to impair your judgment or anything like that. And it would actually be better than that third or fourth cup of coffee to stay awake, if you will, truth be told. Although we're talking about coffee and turning the corner on the medical attributes of coffee as well. We'll talk about our new coffee at CTFO with CBDA. So, if you're on pharmaceutical drugs, Ormolite, Vitalite, and Sacred Clay is generally taken in small amounts, so it doesn't have much ability to remove the meds from the system. In general, Sacred Clay will clean the system of small amounts of residual meds and anything else left in the system after they've done their work, even when taken apart from the meds. While in most cases this will only help reduce the toxic levels and provide mineral nourishment for the hormonal system of the body, given the variety of whatever toxic it is, the addictive meds, there is no way that you can predict the effects of residual amounts of meds that have built up over time if you've been taking prescription meds. Over the counter, under the counter, black market, whatever. We're talking about prescription drugs in and of themselves, whether it's via a formal prescription or not, if you want to be technical, to the eyes of the law. Those can build up for years and cake on the sides of the walls of your stomach lining and whatever. So while in most cases this will only help reduce the toxic levels and provide that mineral nourishment, yeah, you're abating that battle just like you were, to be graphic, but to be true. Backed up fecal matter, you could be amazed at how much is in your body until indeed it escapes. Thus is the bloat, the discomfort, the distended stomachs. So generally speaking, clays and clay baths can be taken within 1 or more hours before or after taking a prescribed med, preferably under the guise of a practitioner. Subject for another time. I judge no one. I've been that person. This isn't a judgment. It's to try to abate the things we've all erred on as humans. Whether through addiction or non-information or just taking everything at face value for decades, that in a really, really, really lot of instances was complete BS and non-truth. So read more about the properties and use of Earth and Ormus at Vitality Herbs and Clay. The aptogenic properties of Ormus-bearing clays means to adapt your physiology to the unique stresses you are under. So if hormones or energies in the body are too much, they're brought down. If they're too low, they are brought up. That's adaptogenic. That's what it means. Whether it's pertinent to mushrooms or in and of itself. But the aptogenic effect brings a proper level of balance to your system. Everything's about balance. Every single facet of physiology, chemistry, life, ethereal or otherwise, is about balance. So if you don't balance your system, that's part and parcel why we have all these maladies and you throw in poor diet and nutrition and bad food choices, bad crossings of foods. Another subject Michael King and I talked about for years and recently when he was on my show in December. And we've talked about it during the holiday seasons, which commence on Halloween all the way up until including the one that's around the corner that's chocoholic. Valentine's Day. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Archie. The Archies. Ah, sugar. Honey, honey. You are my candy girl. Goofing around. It will break it apart and reassemble the minerals into the very mineral compounds your body needs most. It is in this manner given sufficient nourishment from nature's original herbal and clay provisions from the earth. The body will make its own medicines and thereby heal itself. That's why an unadulterated and an unaltered earthen source of ormus elements will provide a greater balancing influence on the body than a concentration of a single ormus element like ormus gold or even an ormus extract from salt or seawater derived by chemical extraction and techniques. When nature originally put the soils and herbs together, great wisdom went into the compositions and concentrations and their suitability for the human body. These are compositions you can trust, earthen resources straight from the bounty of nature, all designed with your best interest at heart. Michael King's salutations, many blessings of health and success, and enjoy these remarkable gifts from nature, and Grandpa Bill concurs. Let's get back to the show where we will be doing our final episode for today. Thanks for joining us. Okay, folks, welcome back, and this will be the last episode for today's show and segment of. I want to segue right into talking about dementia. Group of thinking and social systems that interferes with daily functioning, not a specific disease. Dementia is a group of conditions characterized by impairment of at least two brain functions, such as memory loss and judgment. Symptoms include forgetfulness, limited social skills and thinking abilities so impaired that it interferes with daily functioning. Medications and therapies have been many. We'll take a look at those, probably broaching into another show. Some causes of dementia are indeed irreversible, or others are reversible. There's more than 3 million U.S. cases per year. Treatment can help, but this condition can't, as of yet, be cured. It's chronic, it can last for years, or indeed be lifelong. It requires a medical diagnosis to be so called, lab tests or imaging, showing brain scans and so forth. Psychosis is a mental disorder characterized by a disconnection from reality. And you can get into anxiety disorder or mental health disorder characterized by feelings of worry, anxiety, or fear that are strong enough to interfere with one's daily activity. Then you go to scope and again commit clinical depression, a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities, causing significant impairment in daily activities. Alzheimer's disease, a progressive disease that destroys memory and other important functions, mental functions. Vitamin B12 deficiency, anemia or nervous system injury from lower than normal amounts of vitamin B intake. Traumatic brain injury. It's a brain dysfunction caused by an outside force, usually a violent blow to the head. Parkinson's disease, a disorder of the central nervous system that affects movement, often including tremors. Stroke, damage to the brain from interruption of its blood supply. All of these. Psychosis alone, it's a condition that affects the way your brain processes information. It causes you to lose touch with reality. You might see, hear, or believe things that aren't real. Psychosis is a symptom, not an illness. A mental or physical illness, substance abuse, or extreme stress or trauma can cause it. What triggers psychosis? We'll get the practitioners to tell us, maybe, soon. Stay tuned for that. But psychosis can be caused by a mental, psychological condition, a general medical condition, or alcohol and drug misuse. What psychosis feels like? People who experience psychosis are said to lose touch with reality, which may involve such things as hearing voices or having delusions. These can be extremely frightening to those that suffer from them or make someone feel confused or threatened. Can psychosis be cured? There's no cure for psychosis, but there's many treatment options. Lots of times medication is to blame. Ceasing the medication can outright stop the psychosis. In other instances, receiving treatment for an underlying condition may possibly overlap and treat psychosis simultaneously. What are the so-called three stages of psychosis? Three phases of psychotic episode. The typical course of a psychotic episode can be thought of as having three phases: protem phase, acute phase, and the recovery phase. What does a psychotic episode look like? Aranella's clients have described their psychotic episodes as disorienting, overwhelming, frightening, and isolating. I'm not sure if Michael King in his consultation practice gets to this level, but we'll see how much he sheds on this when he gets here to do so. But they often describe heightened sensitivity, believing that they are no boundaries and everything is related and transparent, that there is no privacy. Client-patient relationships can go in all kinds of categories, but in and of itself, patient to practitioner, practitioner to patient. I have no personal experience with this, by the way. I have many clients over the years that I'm not qualified to give them that kind of direction. I've always conferred them to their physician. However, I have suggested many herbs, tinctures, and clays under the advisement of the nutritionist and practitioner for many clients over the years. I'm not capable of diagnosing psychosis. I'm avowing what's been avowed to me in some cases. And then perhaps battling my own onset of dementia. Not psychosis, unique to myself. A psychotic episode occurs in three phases, as we said. The prodrome, which is the early signs, may be vague and hardly noticeable at all. Acute phase is when the symptoms of psychosis begin to emerge. The third phase is hopeful and eventual recovery. What is a psychotic break? I've been asked that question, again, not being qualified to retort to it. As I understand it, as I've studied and read about it, it's typically a psychotic break indicates the first onset of a psychotic symptoms for a person, and then the sudden onset of the psychotic symptoms after a period of remission. I don't think you literally and figuratively become psychotic overnight. I suppose there's a starting point, an ending point for anything. Again, I'm not a practitioner. Symptoms may include delusional thoughts and beliefs, auditory and visual hallucinations, and paranoia. I've known many fellow brethren with alcoholism and drug addiction that have experienced those types of reactions. And in some cases, I've been with them to witness it. In a friendship state, not so much in some kind of an advisory capacity. Can you live a normal life with psychosis? A person who has a psychotic episode will probably recover with the right treatment and the right direction in doing so. Though they may need weeks, months, years, under the guise of a practitioner. About a third will never have another episode. They can be sporadic. They can be isolated. They can be one and only. Another third of that populace will go on to have two more further episodes if it's extremely blown out of proportion. Multi. But most of people will still be able to lead fairly normal lives all the way through a diagnosed psychosis. What is the most common psychotic order or disorder? The most common is schizophrenia. That illness or this illness causes behavior changes, delusions, and hallucinations that last longer than 6 months and affect social interaction, school, and work. God bless our veterans. Many have reached out in years past to me, experiencing a category of, when I worked in the home, retirement village, I talked about that past tense, the absolute worst place for an empath to be working, story for another time, I talked about it in a whole show. I got to know one good buddy, Mike, really well, all things considered, who absolutely was delusional, hallucinating, a veteran. He would even recanter to me my capacity in that job lots of times. Do a little couple extra things for Mike, get him some orange juice from the kitchen, snack. Sad. For those spurts and times, you would lose complete contact with what day, what time, and in some instances where he even was and what he was doing there. So, what you should not say, whether you're a practitioner or not, if someone's having difficulty concentrating when you interact with them, it's where I really have to hone my listening skills. You don't even retort or keep them very short. Let them avow what it is. They're expressing their delusions that they may be 100% convinced. So it's not so much that you're argumentative, but don't be. Or don't ever, you know, say that, well, that's crazy talk, or you're crazy, or that's not happening. Because it is to them. It is to them. It's quite real. Now again, I'm not a practitioner. I'm not a counselor. I haven't had that type of one-on-one. I've had life situations, friends, relatives, not patients or clients. I'm not a clinician. But if somebody's expressing delusions, and if they've previously, perhaps, been open to discussing them, maybe with yourself, but most assuredly, their behavior doesn't have to be frightening. Now, can it manifest itself in some abstract violence from a flashback or something like that? Who's to say? But I never had any fear. But sometimes I don't have, perhaps, fear when I should. I don't fear too much. Does a psychotic person know that they're psychotic? Not usually. That's part and parcel of their delusions. They don't have the concept of reality or non-reality. They can be totally unaware of their delusions or hallucinations and be totally unconvinced by you or anybody else that they weren't real. Which, in again, causes anxiety, stress, frustration, them to be frightened and going into a shell. Well, I can't tell anybody about this. They wouldn't believe me or they'll call me crazy. So how long does a psychosis last? A brief psychotic disorder, by definition, lasts for less than a month, after which most people recover fully. It's rare, but for some people, it may happen more than once. And if symptoms last more than 6 months, that's when you get into the practitioner's plural expertise to make the said diagnosis of schizophrenia or the onset thereof. So, can severe anxiety lead to psychosis, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder? Both of those are two mental, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, are two mental illnesses associated with psychosis. But severe anxiety can trigger both of them as well. Or it, as in psychosis. Some people who suffer from severe anxiety and have panic attacks or anxiety attacks as a result experience symptoms of psychosis. There can be a fine line there, practitioner or not. What voices do they hear? Only they could tell you if, when, and where they do and are capable of doing so. But most commonly what's conveyed with people that are diagnosed when they become schizophrenia, they hear multiple voices that are usually male, can be combative, nasty, repetitive, commanding, interactive, where the person can ask the voice a question and get some kind of an answer. In their schizophrenia, it can truly be split personality, multiple personality. That's when it gets into psychiatry and the practitioners and what have you. Schizophrenia, psychosis, dementia, an earlier point, ascension, the show. It's a faith-based Well, there's actually a company called Ascension, which is a faith-based healthcare organization, but we're not talking about the company. We're talking about the concept. As I said earlier, in Christianity, it's a belief that the ascent of Jesus Christ into heaven on the 40th day after his resurrection, starting with Easter being recognized as the first day in Catholicism. And then I said earlier, the Feast of the Ascension ranks with Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost in the universality of its observance in most instances amongst Christians. In and of itself, what's another word for ascension? Antonyms, idiomatic expressions, and related words for ascension, like ascension of Christ, rising, ascending, ascension of the Lord, you'll hear that a lot. Upleap, upslope, climb, rise, ascend, ascension day, the fall. Why is ascension important in Christianity? The ascension is important to Christians because for many Christians, the fact that Jesus' followers witnessed him ascending into the clouds leaves no doubt that Jesus is alive and with God the Father in heaven and is no longer limited to living on earth. The ascension in Catholicism demonstrates God's omnipotence. Omnipotence. So, what is an ascension cycle? The periods where universal photonic energies are magnified around specific souls, beings, timelines, planets, galaxies, and other universal bodies in extraordinary ways to facilitate and allow access to higher levels of consciousness, and as a result, multi-dimensional transformation that affects us, affects the ones that are participating. What does the Bible say about ascension? Depending on which Bible, which verse, whatever, the Gospel of John has three references to ascension in Jesus' own words. No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, John 3:13. What if you, the disciples, were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before, John 6:62, and to Mary Magdalene after his resurrection as well? The verse, you can look it up. What did happen to Jesus after the 40 days? The Bible clearly states that after his resurrection, Jesus repeatedly appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days, and then miraculously ascended into the presence of God. The Bible says he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Acts 1:9. How do you know if you're spiritually awakened? Well, there's supposedly 16 common signs or symptoms. Strong desire for a shift in reality. Closing the gap from a sense of separation to being one with all, that is. A spiritual awareness of reality beyond the physical senses. Deep sense of inner peace, joy, and relief, a trust and a surrender to the flow of life. So we may query, what is an ascended soul? An ascended master is a human being who has regained full union with his mighty I Am presence. When a human being has regained full union with his mighty I Am presence, that state of full union is then referred to as ascension. as I understand it. I'm segueing into future shows, one of which will talk about things like how do you awaken your third eye? One way is you start by lightly bringing together your index finger and your thumb, and you close your eyes gently. You practice the exercise of breathing slowly. Inhale, exhale through the nose. With the eyes still closed, try to look up at the third eye, located between your eyebrows. I'm going to end the show today on that note. Depending on your degree of familiarity with the subject, I'm going to ask you to think on that one until we next meet. And for today, always remember that BH Sales, Kennel Help, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors, all these astute intuitives, to include Michael King from Vitality Herbs & Co., who will soon be my co-host here. We all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Thank you one and all invited guests, where it may be applicable, my BA Sales CTFO team, my clients from my peripheral businesses, folks from the line of marketing, network marketing. Again, those that are invited that come through, welcome. My goodwill ambassadors, many. Thank you. And thank you for your continued support and efforts. And ubiquitous audience. Hopefully you're perceiving this to be a harbinger of good information, which I strive to do. I'm simply a conduit, trying to put us in touch with all these fine individuals, intuitives, and like-minded individuals as we form a healing service and a legion to continue to support our water consciousness movement, BH Sales Healthy Meal Bag, my advocacy programs, my wholesale shopping club, my direct-to-the-manufacturer program, all for the health and well-being of people and pets, plants, and the planet. If you like us, please check it and share it. It helps us on the algorithms on social media. We grow exponentially together in business, in health, and in life. Bye-bye for now. Peace and happiness. May God bless. We'll see you in the next episode. Be kind to each other.